All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you.
Y'all should know by now that we love progression over here. Let's chat about what everyday progress truly means to us. Whether it's hitting those small milestones or treating ourselves to a little something-something after a month of disciplined budgeting, progress is all about balance and staying motivated. And speaking of budgeting and reaching financial goals while still enjoying life's little pleasures, have you heard about Chime? Chime's checking account offers some amazing features that can help you along your financial journey. Let me tell you about one feature that really stands out to me. Chime's Spot Me. We've all been there, right? Dealing with overdraft fees can really throw a wrench in your financial plans. But with Chime, you can overdraft up to $200 with no fees. You heard me right. No fees. It's like having a safety net for those unexpected moments. Y'all, I had a friend who was always getting hit with hefty overdraft fees. It was a mess trying to sort it out. How do you really get ahead with that? But with Chime, you can avoid those headaches and get back on track with ease. Plus, Chime isn't just a bank, it's a community. With Boost, you can increase your SpotMe limit by receiving boosts from your friends. It's like having your financial back covered by your squad. So, if you're ready to take control of your finances and wave goodbye to those pesky monthly fees, open your Chime account today. Just head over to chime.com/bravado. That's chime.com/bravado. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in Spot Me and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Blacker Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down to have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, mental health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, when we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our intention is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Welcome back, boom, boom, babies.
The laptop is up and it is running. Mercury retrograde. See, I
can't. Come on. Communicate.
Mercury retrograde cannot keep these two bad bitches down.
It tried, though.
Oh, man.
It tried
with everything it had in it up until today. I didn't know if we were going to make it, but we're here by the grace of God.
And you know why?
Because he's still on the throne.
He's still on the throne, and we serve a God who sits high and looks low. He sits high and he looks low. So we ain't got to worry about nothing.
We couldn't go another week without showing up.
I mean, we wanted to show up last week. That was beyond our control.
It was.
I'm like, oh, hell no. But God makes a way. I am not forgotten. Everything,
okay, so Mercury retrograde already hits me tough because Mercury rules Virgo, and I'm a Virgo for y'all that didn't know. And so the computer fucking up was one thing.
What was another?
My power going out for hours. I'm like, okay, this is killing me. I have to pull out my emergency kit to charge my phone with the solar powered motherfucking radio. Mm. And all the other bullshit that comes along with it. I'm like, you know what? What's the end date? What day is this going on? I need to plan this going back into the right direction because I hate it here.
It's okay.
I hate it.
The computer definitely was a little hiccup. A little speed bump, a road bump, but here we are.
Yeah, we're here.
Another week.
So, how was your weekend?
My weekend was good. What did I do? I need to tap in with some Ginkoba. Ginkoba is what I need because I be forgetting. On Saturday, I just went on a bike ride and relaxed. We went on a little luncheon. Remember?
Oh, yeah, we did.
We did. Mm-hmm. I swear, Andres really loves you because I just be
sitting. I love him too.
I was sitting around. He's like, we should go to brunch. Call Brittany. I'm like, babe, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, we just rode a bike.
We have fun too. We have fun. So we went to, what was the name of that?
Pancha.
Cocina.
Yeah, Pancha Cocina.
And we had these. Okay, so one, I'm a sucker for a good artisan cocktail. Mm, we had these guava margaritas with smoky hibiscus salt around that rim, 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 rim. And then I had like these short rib.
Every time you say that.
I had these short rib enchiladas.
Yeah, the enchilada stack. Stackiana.
Yeah, that was a good little set. I was lit.
Girl.
I was drunk.
Same. We came home and went straight to sleep on the couch. He was like, babe, your mouth was open. I knew I was. Once mouth is open and I'm sleeping in the middle of the day.
I was drunk. I honestly said.
I was stuffed too.
Yeah, I didn't even eat my leftovers till the next day.
God.
I honestly came home and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say it. I'm drunk. I'm drunk. I was walking around here drunk.
We were too.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, that was my Saturday too.
Yeah, we what kept it pretty low key.
Saturday, I felt like I did something else. Oh, I had to go to Glendale again.
Oh yeah, for the CPU.
And Sunday had a little job, an event to do, which was quick.
Mm-hmm. Then, Sunday we went to a gender reveal.
Then I came home and I was really taking it easy on Sunday. I laid out on this couch and tried to find something good to watch on TV. Nothing came up.
Please watch. Like, and you could have watched
Lovecraft
Country.
I know.
Deaf You was nice and light too. I finished that. Mm. I was just yearning for you to be home on Sunday. Oh my God. Riding those heels? No. Home when I pulled up.
Oh yeah, when y'all came to my house.
God, he was like, let's just go by Brittany's. I'm like, dog, let's just go back home.
Yeah, go home.
God.
Did y'all go home after that?
We did, but we needed to take a break because we had ridden up 25th all the way to Walker.
When he said y'all were in the neighborhood, I'm thinking you live in the neighborhood.
We were in the neighborhood.
Of course you're in the neighborhood.
We were in the neighborhood on the bikes. If you guys don't know, we live in a very hilly area, like dense hills.
Hella hills.
Hella hills over here. And my boo-boo baby was like, yeah, I'm just going to hit a couple of these hills. We've been riding our bikes. I'm going to hit a couple of these hills before I head home. And I don't be wanting to look like unadventurous. So I'm like,
okay. I'd be like, have fun.
He was like, you coming? I'm like,
I'm not hitting no hills.
I was like, yeah. And I had just gotten up. I was like, sure, let's get it. Bitch. 2-3 hills later, I was like, get me home. Get me home. He was like, babe, you okay? I was like, no.
No.
No, misery was in my face. He was like, I could tell you're uncomfortable. Yeah, I'm uncomfortable and I need glucose. I need sugar right now. So then we got to Walker and he's like, let's hit Brittany's. Let's call Brittany and see if she's home. I'm like, babe, what the? I was like, we got to call when we get there. I'm like, plus I'll see if her car is there. If her car is outside, she's home.
And it was gone.
She don't, right. Once your car was gone, I said, I knew she wasn't going to be here.
I wasn't.
He called and talking about Miss Lackey. I'm like, and I needed to sit down. I didn't have my key. I was like, fuck. He said, babe, you want me to go get the car? I'm like, that's just too much.
Yeah, I was out. I was at IKEA.
God. But yeah, and then after that, we went to a gender reveal and brought it back home.
Yeah, Sunday.
Gender reveal in Burbank.
After our event, I just chilled. And I was like, this is cool, but I didn't go to the grocery store and none of that shit.
I felt pretty rested. For some reason, I felt like I took it easy. Like, I did some cool things, but I wasn't burned out. Like,
no, it wasn't too. This weekend, I'm.
What? This upcoming weekend?
Yeah.
What, you going to be running around?
No, I'm going to be sitting down.
Oh.
I ain't got shit to do.
And no Halloween parties.
Yeah.
This is the second year Ashley didn't do her Halloween party.
I know. And that's one that I banked on for all the years. I'm like, that's a go-to.
Yeah. I went ahead a little.
But the past 2 years, she hasn't had it. In the past 2 years, I haven't did shit.
I'm going to a little slight Halloween party.
Are you going to dress up?
You know I'm not. I don't even have a fit in the arsenal.
But is it a Halloween dress-up party?
It's a monster mash. It's something
and
like...
And you're not going to dress up?
I wish I could.
You could.
It's kind of last minute. Like, you know, we had already known about it, but the idea came back around. And it's like, all right, cool, we're going to go. Mm. And I'm like, damn, now I'm going to have to go get a little Halloween t-shirt from Target, some ears or something. Something. That's I can't come up... What can I come up with in like 4 days? Honestly, truly.
I don't know. Google it.
No.
Amazon.
You know we be planning the fits.
Amazon. It has plenty of things.
I got to figure it out. Y'all, give me some ideas. Give me some ideas. Remember 1 year we were going to be Daria and...
I don't remember the other girl name, but yeah, I remember.
Yeah, we had some pretty good ideas lined up.
Honestly, truly, Halloween is hit or miss for me. I've never really killed like I feel in my heart that I want to. Honest, there's been so many times where I wanted to. This Halloween, last year I said that this Halloween I was going to do some sort of form of Cher or Diana Ross. And now.
Cher would have been cute.
And now there's nothing.
Yeah.
Someone had asked me if I wanted to do something for Halloween, but I.
Cute.
Let me not, because you never know who's
listening here. We'll talk about this off air. Mm-hmm. Maybe we need to get you a Cher costume queued up.
Nah.
It's not going to be a party? They didn't invite you to a party? We'll talk. We'll talk. She'll be Cher. You'll see her on the gram as Cher singing.
No, I'm not. Now that requires...
Do you believe?
No, Cher really requires some prep, and I'm not going to have my hair in a Cher. I'm going to have my hair in braids.
No, but you could have... Oh, because you can't put a wig over the braids, huh? Too thick? Know. Singles?
No, I'm getting French braids.
Oh, you could slap a wig on top of that. I can feel something inside me say...
But anyway,
do you know a Cher song?
That one. I feel like no, I don't know no songs. I just know Cher looks. I go off of the looks, baby.
You don't know this. You don't know. You know.
I
that
don't
song.
Know. I know that one.
Okay, that's all you need to know.
Don't ask me no quiz. Don't quiz me on
no,
Cher
no, no. Sing
I'm
that.
I'm not gonna know anything. I'm not gonna sing shit. I'm just gonna be like, I'm Cher at the awards, sitting in the audience. Not
oh performing. My god,
not
this
performing.
One. This one,
not performing.
What's who's that?
Or Diana Ross?
Who's that? They always say that Kelly Rowland should play in a biopic.
Donna Summer.
Donna Summer. You could have easily killed Donna Summer.
Donna Summer.
Donna Summers would have been cute.
Maybe next year.
Next year. Bring it
like
around.
Like 1 year for Halloween, I really just want to shut shit down like Beyonce style. You know how she body bags Halloween?
Yeah.
1 year, I just want to.
There's a team around that.
I know, but 1 year, I just want to body bag Halloween. Like, damn, you like. It won't be 2020.
2021, we'll come back around and see how it is.
So, yeah. Anyway, new week, new team.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So, speaking of bags. Birkin bags has been the talk of social media this week. So, Saweetie was like, if your nigga ain't buying you no Birkins, if he ain't doing, what did she say? If he ain't paying your rent, if he ain't doing this, paying no bills, then you need to send him back to the streets. So that caused the internet to go up.
And then Quavo behind her talking about, like, Quavo,
Quavo
get out
like,
of here.
I mean, she said what she said. So anyway, the internets, people took to the internets to speak their piece. First of all, a lot of the people on Twitter know good and well we ain't in no Birkin bracket.
Yeah. These Once you're spending 15, 20, 30, 50, 40,000K on a purse, baby, no.
And you have to have a membership. You have to have spent a certain dollar. This is what I've learned from the conversations. Because I'm nowhere near in the bracket. I don't even have a Hermes coin. coin. Not, it's the cheapest thing I don't have. But anyway, you have to have spent a certain amount of money. And you have to have a membership. So no, everybody can't just walk into the store and buy Birkins.
Right.
So anyways, all these people were talking about Birkin and having Birkin talk. I'm like, let me know when y'all start talking about Marc Jacobs acts.
Period. Louis Gucci Prada. Louis Gucci Prada.
What? Let me know when y'all start talking about Marc Jacobs acts, then I can say something.
Period.
But with the Birkins, I don't really have much to contribute to that conversation.
And I don't know why people are up in arms like they do. Like, y'all sit back. Sit back.
So
and
that
keep
was
your
for
life.
our regulars who are in the not in the same bracket, but then the celebrities, it became a Birkin competition.
Floyd
Mayweather's daughter, who is, bless her heart, she goes on talking about she's basically been doing the Birkins.
Which the bag is not cute. To me, it's not cute.
To me, the bag's not cute either.
I'm like, and I seen this, some of the comments on the Shade Room, they were like, our people are the only folks who I think use expensive as synonymous with cute. It's like, you know, if it's expensive, it's cute.
It's cute. And I get it. They're like, you know, this is a high value collector's item. It's like investing.
But it's not
It's an
cute.
Investment piece. It's an investment item.
I know, but invest in something else. Invest in gold. If you're going to invest in something, I wouldn't be buying the Birkin. But let me not talk because I don't have Birkin money.
So, neither do I.
I don't know what you should be investing in.
And I don't talk to niggas who buy Birkins. I've never.
Most of us have never.
I've never talked to niggas who are buying Birkins.
No.
So, yeah. I don't get it. First of all, I don't think with Sweetie's, if I was a woman, I wouldn't take what Sweetie said with more than a grain of salt.
Right. And she was promoting her new song,
Back to the Streets.
So it's kind of like, girl.
But people really took it and ran with it. And I mean, you know what? All these celebrities, the Birkins are the hot thing right now. Everybody's posting the Birkins that their mans get them or that they get for themselves. Yaya's mom showed her closet full of Birkins. And per Yaya, you can't even be buying Birkins like that in the store, which is why her dad has to go overseas.
But I'm like, if your dad's going overseas, maybe somebody else has a plug who's going overseas.
Period, Pooh.
Your dad is the only one
who could go overseas to get the Birkin?
And she was saying that there's a limited amount of how many Birkins you can get a year.
Right.
You can't just run them
up. You can't just run them up.
Yeah.
But I'm
who
like,
who gives a god
so,
dog?
So, you know the girl, the Kayla Nicole, who's pregnant?
Mm-mm.
The girl we were just laughing
oh,
at.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
She was like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? This is just rich people privilege. Y'all sitting up here posting how many Birkins you got, the competition of Birkins, when there's just so many people struggling and things going on in the world. What is the point of y'all posting all these Birkin bags? Why is it a competition about who has the most Birkins? And I'm like,
oh, I thought it was going to be something funny that came out of that.
Nothing funny. She was taking a serious approach.
Got it. Okay.
A serious approach.
Yeah, a lot of celebs have been weighing in with a serious approach, saying we're out here making these other brands, these white brands, popular and making people, you know, creating conversation around them when we need to be doing that for a Spanish brand, a black brand, you know.
Did you see the tail far backs? Do you like those?
Yeah, pretty cute.
Would you get one? Would you get one?
Yeah.
They have them. You can get them for pre-order.
Okay, send me the link.
I don't know if it's still going on, but I know like, you can get it for pre-order and then it's not going to ship until 2021. But it's like you can guarantee get your bag instead of having these resellers because resellers were trying to upsell. And so they were like, no, we're going to cut that, nip that in the bud. And if you want a bag, you can just pre-order it.
But is it like always pre-order and then as it becomes available, they send it to you? Or is it just like a link available for a certain amount of time and once the link closes?
I don't know. I don't know.
Have to do the legwork on that.
I don't know. But
okay.
I know a lot of the mommies have secured them a bag that way.
And they're affordable.
Yeah, they're like $150. They start at like $150. So
yeah.
Possibly okay. We can go from I can leave Marc Jacobs where they're at
and invest in a black brand.
And get a Telfar.
Exactly.
Period. So when you see me in my Telfar.
Exactly.
Shit.
The black owned business.
Yeah.
Tap in, tap 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 in, like a Saweetie said.
Right. What? Yeah, like Saweetie said.
Uh huh.
So yeah, I mean, I guess there's not much to say, but that's just it. It's what the tea is. The Birkin bags for tea, but like we said. Books are for Birkins for these girls because we can't afford Birkins and we don't mess with niggas who can either. So
we really don't.
No Birkins.
Mm-mm.
No Birkins for us.
And it's okay because it's likely no Birkins for you out there either. No Birkins for we is what it sounds like to me, honey.
Yeah.
It's okay. Anyway, any other tea? Anything else?
More importantly than all of these Birkins, we are sending our prayers to Africa.
Yes.
There is a lot going on sweet continent of Africa.
You called it the sweet continent? Come on, sweetie. The real sweetie.
The sweet continent of Africa, and our prayers are with them. Our family, our brothers and our sisters in Africa.
In the homeland.
Right now.
Our native land.
Which I really want to visit.
Oh, we're going.
Like, there's just so many places I'm going to visit, and I need to get to Africa ASAP.
We're getting there.
So, yeah, I don't think there's any other tea going on right now. I hope all of you mommies are registered to vote and have voted.
Yeet! Register. I dropped my shit off in the mail today. I said, when I put it in, my spirit said, voice is heard. Hey, Bookies. We got something special for you. Are you ready to dive into a celebration of Blackness that's as diverse as the experience it represents? Well, NPR has got you covered with Black Stories, Black Truths. This is a groundbreaking collection that's more than just a podcast. It's revelation.
What does Black representation in media mean to you? Because to me, it's about breaking down stereotypes, challenging biases, and also showcasing the rich tapestry of Black experiences.
For sure. Absolutely. And Black Stories, Black Truths is the epitome of this celebration. Each episode is a living account of what it truly means to be Black today, and it's told from a unique Black perspective.
And I feel like these aren't just stories, like they're narratives of joy, resilience, empowerment, and also the incredible ability to create world-shifting things out of the struggle.
Seriously, you'll hear about everything from pop culture icons like Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama, to discussions on vital topics like reparations, y'all. There's really no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths.
Have you tuned in yet? One of my favorite episodes is the one on how real self-care takes real systemic change. That's a must listen.
Yeah, I really think the hosts bring a tone that's celebratory. It's also informative and reflective, which I really can appreciate. Every episode is a journey. It offers a range of emotions and perspectives that keeps you hooked from start to finish. As soon as I turn it on, I'm like,
And let's not forget, Black perspectives haven't always been at the forefront of America's story. But now they are the story.
Period. So this is not just a podcast, y'all. It's a collection of some of NPR's best episodes showcasing the brilliance and resilience of the Black experience.
And we know NPR is known for its commitment to diverse storytelling. But with them presenting Black Stories, Black Truths, I would say that this is NPR with the noir twist.
So what are you waiting for? Turn on NPR today and immerse yourself in a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the incredible country we reflect.
And remember, stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, available wherever you get your podcast.
Have you ever dreamed of effortlessly conversing in another language? Whether it's for that upcoming international trip, connecting with family and friends, diving deep into a new culture, or simply adding a new skill to your repertoire, learning a new language opens up a world of opportunities. But let's face it, traditional methods like textbooks and classroom learning can be a drag. That's where Rosetta Stone comes in. As the most trusted language learning program for over 30 years, Rosetta Stone offers a revolutionary approach that truly immerses you in the language you want to learn without relying on CDs or DVDs. Picture this. You're effortlessly conversing in Spanish on the streets of Barcelona, ordering tapas like a local, or discussing the latest French designers with Parisians. So sexy, right? With Rosetta Stone's intuitive process, you'll learn naturally, starting with words, then phrases, then full sentences. And with over 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Korean, Chinese, Japanese, Dutch, Arabic, and Polish, the possibilities are endless. Rosetta Stone's speech recognition technology, including the True Accent feature, acts like a personal trainer for your accent, providing instant feedback on your pronunciation. Plus, with both desktop and app options available, along with offline lesson downloads and an audio companion, learning for the babe on the go has never been easier. And here's the best part. For a limited time, Rosetta Stone is offering a lifetime membership for 50% off, y'all. That's right, lifetime access to all 25 language courses for half the price. Don't miss out on this amazing deal. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, BGB listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Have you ever wished for an extra hour in your day? What would you do with it? Maybe it's finding time for a run, a nap, or simply being there for a friend. But often, life feels like a race against the clock. What if you could carve out time for what truly matters to you? Therapy can be that guide, helping you prioritize what's important and make time for it. Whether it's setting boundaries, learning coping skills, or simply becoming the best version of yourself, therapy empowers you to take control of your life. When I've been called to therapy, it's been during times when I felt like I've needed to really center myself and regain control of my thoughts, feelings, and actions. And let me tell you, it has definitely helped. If you're considering therapy, consider BetterHelp. It's convenient, flexible, and entirely online. With just a brief questionnaire, you can be matched with a licensed therapist who fits your needs. Plus, you can switch therapists anytime at no extra cost. Take the first step towards a more fulfilling life with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/bravado today and get 10% off your first month. 10%, y'all. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bravado.
When I opened it, I heard my ancestors crying out. Oh, dropped it in there.
I've never been more confident filling out and submitting my ballot, because if I'm keeping it to Virgil's with you, a lot of the times,
only informed about the president.
Only informed about the president.
And a handful of props.
Exactly. Yeah. And a handful of props.
Handful of props.
But this time I felt equipped with some handy dandy voter guides, which were aligned with my interests.
Period.
And also some of the educating of myself that I had did beforehand, mm-hmm. combined with the voter guides, I'm like, yes, motherfucker, this ballot is ready to be submitted, yes. signed, sealed, and delivered.
Take it. It's yours.
And after it left my hands, I said, Lord, you got the rest. You do the rest.
He's already doing the rest.
He better be.
He does. He's already seen it from beginning to the end.
He better be.
Okay, Alpha and Omega.
He better be.
So it's done.
Because you know what?
So really, it's not a game. That's what we're encouraging you to do. We only have less than a week. By the time this comes out, there's exactly 1 week to vote. I know. We're here. Election season is now. So be an October voter. It's not too late. Submit your ballots. If you're going to go to the polls, make sure you get there early. Be informed. It's not enough for us to just show up, y'all. We got to show up, hop out, air out, informed. Okay?
Know what the fuck sexy.
Yeah. Know what the fuck going on in your city, in your state, locally. This is not a game. So yeah. We need all the bad bitches out there voting.
Yeah.
Voices need to be heard. Mm-hmm. Now is the time.
Yep.
Right? So.
Yep. So.
You know what else is the time to do?
Please tell us.
Rate and review this podcast.
Yes.
Okay. We don't have time for y'all. I'm just keeping it to Virgil. The girl showed up this week. The girl showed up this week.
They did, but we need you to continue to show up because the ratings and the reviews are what help carry this show.
Okay.
That does a lot for us.
Exactly, because without your ratings and reviews, there's always two footprints in the sand.
Right, and we need to be lifted up.
One, okay? Because when God, you know the spiel.
Yeah. Basically.
He lifts us.
No ratings and reviews, no show.
Yes.
So. We appreciate everyone who took the time to leave a rating and review. We had to leave their rating and their review. We've had a lot of new listeners.
Yes, welcome.
Come by and they're immediately leaving a rating and a review, and I love to see it.
Yes,
because we have some mommies who have been sitting here on their ass, and you know, good and well, that you have not left your rating in the review, and we are pressing you right now.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time.
We're
time
at the cleaners
now,
pressing you.
So, let's do our review of the week. This one comes from a homegirl with happiness. Okay.
Okay. Let it rip.
Giving me so much life. Hey, Bravado babes. I've been binging y'all like the fourth season of Insecure. That was so funny to me. Whether I'm on a walk through beautiful nature, cooking in my kitchen, or pretending to work, you can find me cracking up like my best homegirls are right next to me, because they are.
You know it.
You sisters make me feel connected even when we all have to be apart right now. Thank you for adding so much joy and laughter to my life with gratitude and giggles. Homegirl with happiness.
She's a writer. Homegirl with happiness is a writer.
She is.
Okay. She gave us visuals.
That was so cute.
Yes. Thank you so much for leaving a rating and review. That is a great way to support our podcast. It's free to do that. We have another way that you can support this podcast. If you love the content, we have more content that's exclusive to our Patreon community. Patreon is a platform that we use to garner additional support from you all. This is a paid journey. It's not free.
It's not, but it's worth it. It's not free, but it's worth it. If we're going to require your coins, then we're going to make sure we give you something good.
Yeah. So over there, we have extra episodes, video content. We're actually preparing to read our third book.
This is our third book? This is our third?
This is our third. Oh. All about love, the untethered soul.
Oh, yeah.
And
Hood Feminism.
So we're going to be reading Hood Feminism. We have a really great code for you to use if you're down with Audible. If you haven't used Audible yet, you can totally try it out for free. Get a free book and read along with us. So join us over on Patreon. It's cracking over there. And we just want to shout out our new patrons, because we really appreciate you.
We do. So we got a lot while we were away.
Good. That's what I want to see, because last time I didn't like saying patron.
Yes. So we got a lot while we were away. Mm-hmm. Let's give them our shout out. We have Dacia.
Hey, what?
Dacia.
Okay, Dacia. You're looking at me like, bitch.
I said what I said. And if I'm wrong,
correct us on Patreon. Don't be writing no nasty review. My name is Dacia.
Justina.
Hey, Justina.
Bree.
Hey, Bree. What's up, girl?
Lyric. Melissa.
Hey, Melissa. Welcome to the gang.
Sarah.
Hey, Sarah.
Tori,
what's good?
Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer. Oh, shit. Let them keep coming.
Danielle.
Hey, Danielle.
And Benzie.
Hey, Benzie. Welcome to the squad.
Welcome, you guys.
We're so happy to have you all.
We really are. So the information is down in the show notes. Join us on Patreon. Mm-hmm. Also, this week, we are having a sale on our Manifesting Flower Tea Blend, which is a tea that we introduced at the top of the year to get us in the manifesting mood. So if you need to refill, if you want to try it, it is now $9 instead of $18. And once it's gone, it's gone.
It's a steal. We have some really cute merch coming out.
We do.
So excited.
So we're trying to clear up the shop so we can make room for the new.
Exactly.
Get your tea.
Mm-hmm.
It's cooling down. So this is really tea weather.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It's so motherfucking cold out here. we're sipping on some tea right now, actually.
Yeah, we are.
So, yeah. That information is also down in the show notes.
Yes.
Alrighty.
So, last week's episode, I think this is where I come
in. The week
in.
Before last. Damn. Oh, actually, last week's episode, we gave some affirmations.
Yeah, I'll share with you all a couple of things that we did. So, last week's episode, we shared our October affirmations. Every month, we actually share affirmations, both visual and verbal, audio. Affirmations, just a few that are helping guide us through the month. ways that we set our intentions to start the month off. So we brought those over here because we already told y'all we were having trouble with the motherfucking computer. So we shared them with you here and give you just a sneak peek of what we do over on Patreon. If you like those October affirmations, we have tons more where that came from.
Yeah.
And there'll be more that we'll put up because that's just what we do.
Every month.
Every month, like clockwork. So if you haven't already listened, take a gander. They're here for you. They're here for you. And the week before was,
Cultivating Creativity.
That's what it was.
We kicked off our new series.
Yes, tell them.
Which is called, now that's what I don't know.
This is
Finishing crazy. Strong. So Finishing Strong, yes. We are in the fourth quarter of the year and we wanted to give ourselves some tools just to give us a jump start to hopefully knock 2021 down.
Yeah.
2020 knocked us down, but we're knocking 2021 down. So we're back to our series, Finishing Strong.
Yes. And today we're going to be talking about radical honesty, baby.
Yes.
Ladies, let's talk real talk here. You probably have days when the PMS has you feeling like you could eat anything in sight. My goodness, the cravings and the general discomfort. Well, say goodbye to those days with Hormone Harmony from Happy Mammoth. Let's dive into why Hormone Harmony is not just another supplement, but a true game changer. First off, it's not just a trend. It's a phenomenon. Social media is buzzing with women singing praises about Hormone Harmony. In fact, a bottle flies off the shelves every 24 seconds. Can y'all believe that? Now let's talk about Happy Mammoth, the brilliant minds behind this wonderful product. They're all about making your life easier, and that means no compromises on quality. They've meticulously crafted Hormone Harmony using only science-backed ingredients proven to work wonders for women like us. But here's my favorite part. Hormone Harmony contains adaptogens, nature's little miracle workers. These herbal extracts help your body adapt to life stressors, especially those pesky hormonal changes that can throw us off balance. And here's the kicker. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. It's your secret weapon against those hormonal imbalances that can wreak havoc on your life. From hot flashes and night sweats to racing thoughts and low moods, Hormone Harmony has got your back. And yes, it even tackles the occasional bloat and that not tonight boo feeling. The real benefit here, the real win, feeling like yourself again. That's why countless women are raving about it in over 17,000 glowing reviews. We love a verified product, honey. Now here's your chance to experience the magic firsthand. For a limited time, you can get a fabulous 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code BRAVADO at checkout. So what are you waiting for, homegirl? Say hello to balanced hormones and goodbye to those days of feeling like a roller coaster. Your journey to hormone harmony starts now. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about MyLifeInABook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, MyLifeInABook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And MyLifeInABook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about MyLifeInABook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out MyLifeInABook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's MyLifeInABook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. Yeah, radical honesty, here we are.
So, what is radical honesty?
So, let's share it. Radical honesty is a practice through which you bring bold self-expression and new creative energy into your life and relationships. So this basically is, it's a term
yes.
created by Brad Blanton, right? Who's an author of Radical Honesty. And he basically states that using radical honesty and being radically honest is how you tell the people in your life what you do, what you plan to do, what you've done, what you think and how you feel. It's like basically being so honest that you don't even tell little white lies.
Which seems virtually motherfucking impossible.
It is. I mean, but people are, I mean, he's doing it.
I mean, yeah, he wrote a whole book about it. And there's other people that are doing it too. Mm-hmm. And we want to do more of it, which is why we're talking about it here on the show. When you're being radically honest, that also means that you're telling the truth all the time and you're getting rid of the filter that tells us to keep the complicated, undesirable things to ourselves.
It's the filter between your mind and your mouth. Mm. It's that little space somewhere between your nose and your eyes.
Yeah. Stop.
It's literally right there. Stop. I mean, especially as a person who's an overthinker.
Yeah.
Like overthink. Imagine how much radical honesty could benefit us if we practiced it. Of course, and I think it's good to mention, especially at the top of the episode, that radical honesty isn't synonymous with being rude.
No, it's right? not.
It's not just saying whatever you want to say.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's just who I am. I'm just keeping it 100, two virgins with you, bitch.
I'm just being radically honest, ho.
Yeah.
Actually, you're not. You're just being rude.
Yes, it's not about being brash and not having any tact.
Yeah.
But it's just being authentic. And when you, when we're radically honest, we're just really opening ourselves up to be truly authentic and create and cultivate more intimacy within our relationship. Mm-hmm. So whether that's platonic, romantic, all sorts of relationships, radical honesty is thought to really aid in that. Which, I mean, I don't know who doesn't want deeper intimacy.
Yes, get close to me, baby. Get close to me, boo-boo,
and
baby.
And we already know that intimacy is not about being sexual. When we talked with Shamira, this is just about going beyond the surface, because you will be surprised how many relationships truly live on the surface and lack depth and really are just in it.
Yeah.
Because we're not being honest with each other, or we're holding back. We're not being honest with ourselves.
That's where you start. You know, Brad, the author of Radical Honesty, stated that 85% of relationships are pretty much more phony than authentic. Half or more of marriages split up, and more than half of those that do stay together suck. Which just further explains and emphasizes that when you're not being authentic and honest, you're really just boo-boo.
Yeah, you're just existing TD. Instead of living.
Yeah. Have you had a time where you could have been more radically honest, or if you were radically honest, do you have anything to share?
I've definitely had times where I could have been more radically honest. Mm-hmm. It's hard. I mean, I consider myself to be pretty direct, but even as someone who's pretty direct and straightforward, there are still areas of opportunity for me to be more radically honest. But I find it hard to do, because a lot of the times being radically honest can be challenging, because you don't want to hurt, you know, someone's feelings, or you want to try to present it in a way that's kind of softening the blow. Mm-hmm. And you don't know how people are going to receive the information that you're saying.
Right.
So, yeah, hell yeah.
I think
there's been areas for me to be more radically honest.
I think with you saying that just now brought into my awareness that the more we're radically honest with ourselves, we allow permission and hold space for other people to be radically honest with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, if that's constantly the exchange in the relationship, and it's like, I know that Brittany's going to keep it 100 with me, then I can keep it 100 with me, and I know that I can come to you and be the same type of honest.
Yeah.
You know, which I totally get what you're saying, that sometimes it's difficult because people, you don't know how people will receive information. I struggle with radical honesty because my throat chakra is weak.
I mean, the thing is, my throat chakra is strong.
Mm.
my throat chakra is strong. But I think more importantly than being radically honest with somebody else, there's been times in relationships where I haven't been radically honest with myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've stayed in relationships where I needed to get the fuck out. No Jordan Peele.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if I was just radically honest, then I would have prevented a lot of hurt, a lot of wasted time, and just a lot of confusion.
Yeah, because being radically honest allows us to live like we've been saying, authentically. It allows us to thrive and not deal with resentment and what happens when we're not living our most authentic self, right?
Mm-hmm.
All the secrets and just drama that comes with holding in and holding back. Really, yeah. I can say resentment.
Resentment, for sure.
For sure it's resentment. It's like, if I allow myself space to just be like, actually, no, this isn't a vibe anymore, and not be afraid with what comes with that, if it's rather it's being alone or someone, you know, I really struggle with perception and people like making sure that people perceive me as being nice,
mm-hmm.
and loving,
yeah,
and caring and nurturing
and easy.
Yeah, 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 for sure. Easy and like go with the flow.
Yeah. When it's like, I know I want to go with the flow, but this is in opposition of the flow.
Right.
How I really feel right now in the moment.
Right. And then I think, if this is in opposition, then how will I make them feel?
Right.
But then it's like, hey, I can't be concerned about the way everybody else feels.
Right.
I have to be concerned with the way I feel, and exercising my throat chakra will get me there.
And you know, I think the reason why we struggle also with being radically honest, before, like many moons ago, we did a episode on attachment styles. Mm-hmm. And honestly, when we did that episode, I was a newbie to the attachment theory.
Yeah.
Same. We were getting our feet wet and we were eager to share the information with you gals. But like many other topics, as I dive in deeper to them, and you know, we're not talking about it anymore on the show, but I'm still gaining the knowledge for self. So I recently started reading or listening to Attachment, the book, on Audible.
Mm-hmm.
And when we did the episode initially and took a little quiz, I thought that I had a secure attachment style. But now I realize that I'm actually having anxious attachment style.
Mm-hmm.
And I said all that to say that it can be hard to practice radical honesty with an anxious attachment style, because like you said, when you have an anxious attachment style, you don't want to say the wrong thing in fear that it might cause a relationship to end, or mm-hmm. you don't want to fully live in your truth, because what if your partner doesn't want to accept that truth, or it causes some disarray and now you don't have your partner anymore? Oh my God, the relationship is done. I'm lonely now. Am I going to be able to find someone else?
Right.
Anxious.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know what? Fuck that. I need to be honest regardless and live in my truth regardless. If the relationship ends, it wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? As mm-hmm. long as I know the intent is that I'm living in my truth, I'm being honest, I'm saying how I really feel. If that's going to cause us to end, then I guess that's just what the fuck it is. I mean, but I'm not going to suffer inside, or like you said, be resentful trying to people please
mm-hmm.
in order to feed my anxious attachment. And then somewhere later on down the line, I'm wondering, why does this feel like this? Like,
why does it feel like a force? Because you weren't honest.
Right.
Off the rip.
Yeah.
There's a lot here.
And so I'm like, you know what? It doesn't hurt to revisit things and really be honest with yourself, because I would love to say I'm secure.
Yeah,
I have a secure attachment style, but the reality is,
she's not.
I don't.
And it's funny that you even were revisiting that, because I wasn't reading anything, but I was just being self-aware and reflective in my own, you know, mind,
mm-hmm.
and just having moments where I'm thinking. And like you guys know, you girls know, my boo-boo babies, I have a boo-boo baby. It's relatively new, right? Mm-hmm. We started dating this year. And at the time when we were talking about attachment styles, I too considered myself, or thought that I was secure. But the more and more I am in this new experience, and I can see myself alongside somebody else and really see what it looks like to experience somebody with a secure attachment style, and then look at myself and say, okay, but Germany, you are always like I mentioned before, like, I hope I'm making things easy. I hope this, you know, or like, call me, you know, that whole energy.
Yeah.
And yeah, I can say like, I probably do have an anxious attachment style. And I think initially I was like, yeah, I'm secure because like my mother gave me a lot of love when I was growing up.
Right,
and I
didn't feel like, that is what you were saying.
Yeah, like I had a lot of lack, which I still feel that way. But I think in the midst of that, there's still some anxious attachment style there because I'm always thinking about a person leaving, right? I'm so attached to my family and my people who are like.
Oh, me too. You know, that's one of my biggest
Brittany
fears.
Will start crying.
No, but I'm not today.
No, I know.
But tonight
be,
I'm not.
She'll be like,
Yeah, and that's anxiously attached.
Exactly.
Yes.
But I was thinking, I'm just really in the heart with my family. But even yesterday we were out and my mom texted, which this isn't to say that it's unhealthy, right? But my mom texted, and she was texting my sister and I. She's like, hey, I haven't heard from you two today. Like, are you good? Everything cool? And I'm like, we are so attached to each other that it's not even like, what's good? Like, I'm just hitting you up. It's like, what's going on?
Haven't heard from you. That's how it is with my mom, too. And even my mom has identified through therapy that she has an anxious attachment style, which creates like an overbearingness kind of. Not saying like my mom is overbearing with me, but it kind of can seem to be like to somebody else in their relationship with their parent.
Yeah.
And that creates the anxiety.
Exactly.
It's like even if I don't hear from my mom, if I call my mom and I don't hear from her within a certain time period, already my mind is like, oh my God, is she alive?
Something happened.
What is going on? I'm nervous. And the same with a significant other, the same with a friend. Mm-hmm. I'm like, is my friend okay? I haven't heard from them.
Let me tell you a story. So last week, we were supposed to be getting a wax on the same day. Mm-hmm. Right? Brittany was supposed to go at 12:15. 11:15 and 11:45.
Whatever
and I was supposed to go to 12:45. Something like that. It was like a 30-minute window, like 12:15, 12:45.
I was supposed to be there before you.
Yeah. So I went on my lunch. And as soon as I pulled up, I didn't see the girl's car. And I'm like, damn, she was really in and out. And then I walk in and our wax girl's like, hey, Brittany didn't show up for her appointment. My mind. I said, this girl does not miss appointments. I was like, okay.
I've been doing some weird shit lately.
I was like, what the fuck? So, and then immediately Jess is like, I mean, I'm just hoping she's okay. And I'm like.
Because you know Jess is kind of high.
She's anxious too. And I'm like, yeah, me too, Jess. So then I'm like, get this hair off my coochie so I can make contact with my friend. Hurry up. So she finally gets it and I text Brittany and she does not fucking respond. Mm-mm. And I'm like, Lord, did she get in an accident on the way here on that fucking new bridge?
Yeah.
And then I call, phone goes straight to voicemail. I'm like, oh Lord, open up your heavens. Right. And then Brittany calls back and I'm like, where were you? You missed your appointment. But that only speaks to the fact that like I immediately go to 10. I'm immediately like, where are my people? Let me tap in with them because I don't need nothing to happen to them. Absolutely nothing.
Right.
So I'm sure that, like previously stated, I want to have a secure attachment style. That sounds ideal. Like, yes, I'm secure.
Yeah.
But in a lot of respects, I'm still working through the anxiety that I have in regards to relationships and the connections that I share with people.
For sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Love is a battlefield.
Yeah. So we kind of went off on a tangent about attachment styles, but it relates to radical honesty and why we may suffer from being radically honest because of our anxious attachment
and not wanting people to leave.
Yes. but also when you lack radical honesty and suppress what you really want from your partner, you can silently kill the relationship. That's why it's very important. You know, we love to talk about relationships here and bring all these things back to that because relationships are super important. It's how we learn a lot about ourselves. It's how we grow.
It's like the focal way that we learn about ourselves.
They are.
Right there in the front. We'd be like, this nigga.
Right. And
I'm
so,
a new woman now.
You said you're in a relationship, a new relationship. So it's really important for you to be aware about this and practice it so that you can continue to be in a healthy relationship.
Yeah.
But this also is good for singles too.
Come on.
Just imagine if we were more honest and upfront about our desires at the door, like, okay, well, I don't want any kids or I'm really looking to settle down. I don't plan on staying in LA long. I want to move here. These are the things that I really want to do. Like, not saying you have to do this on the first date and be overbearing, but you know, use your discernment and when's a good time to really let a motherfucker know what's going on, instead of feeling like, I don't want him to think that I'm right. like, you know, trying to do too much, or I'm gonna play it cool.
Yeah.
No, be honest with these people so that they can let you know up front at the door if they are what you need and they can meet you there or not.
Or if it's not a vibe.
And then you can more quickly weed people out.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to
finesse
and be all.
And I think
flexible.
That's why people don't end up being aligned. That a lot of the time. Okay. Yeah. I know.
Yes.
Our misalignment comes with our inability to just be honest off the rip.
Yeah.
You know, and standing stuff. Yeah. It's like, okay, well, if you know for sure that you don't want kids, but you're not saying it, you might attract somebody who wants children.
Exactly.
And then thus you date.
G-M-I.
Yeah, you date them forever. You guys get into this serious thing. 2-3 years pass, and then you guys are fighting because you don't want kids. They're ready to have kids. They want to move forward in a different direction. And it's like, it's misalignment because you weren't honest off the rip.
Man, it happens so frequently. Like,
it does.
And I see this happen to my sisters a lot. We act like we're not looking for anything serious, right?
Come on,
so we
speak
go in
about
with
it.
A, I'm not speak looking for nothing it. Serious. I'm just trying to have fun. I'm just trying to have a good time. When you know deep down inside that you are someone who that type of experience does not really work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, I'm a commitment girl.
Same.
We can have fun in the midst, same. But my intention is to commit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be letting you know, I'm a commitment type of girl. Mm-hmm. Period, poo. If you don't, you'll end up having fun until you realize this shit ain't fun no more. Mm-hmm. Because they're not looking for the commitment. They're just looking to have fun for a long time.
Time.
And then you're like, damn, what the fuck? Now I have to detach from someone. I've invested all of this time, all of this energy.
Or you're looking at them crazy like, you just dragged me through the mud.
Exactly.
When it's like, well, you were the one saying you wanted to have fun when you know that wasn't what you really wanted to do.
And that it starts with being honest with yourself first.
Yeah.
And then being honest with these people.
Yes.
Too. You got to tell the truth. No matter how difficult it is, that works better than not telling the truth. I know it's hard. Mm-hmm. Shit, it's tough as fuck. But we have to tell the truth. We have to be radically honest in order to prevent hurt.
And radical honesty allows us to problem solve and to come up with solutions that help us grow, right? We don't have to have avoidant styles of communicating and growing through life. It's like, we got to deal with the shit head on.
Yeah.
Although we'd be scared.
It really liberates us after we get over the uncomfortable part. Yeah. You feel liberated.
Mm-hmm. There are a few core principles that were found on radicalhonesty.com.
Mm-hmm.
One that I thought was really, really interesting. And it's basically discussing how our main cause of suffering is lying. Right. And which is essentially the undertone of what we've been saying this whole time. Our inability to move forward, avoidance. Basically, bitches be getting dragged through the mud because we can't be honest with ourselves, and thus people can't be honest with us because we can only receive and expect what we're willing to do for ourselves.
Do you think you can honestly handle somebody being radically honest with you?
I think if it comes from a place of love, then yeah, I don't want you just saying any old thing to me now. Don't be hurtful. I think it goes
that's
back
why
to
we're
that
saying,
whole thing
like
about
it's not about being rude,
brash.
It's about tact.
Yeah.
Having some tact.
Yeah. Yeah.
But just like really being honest.
I think I would appreciate it if it's somebody that I'm in relationship with. Like
me too, for sure.
I would be like, okay, cool, I can make adjustments, or how can I meet you where you are and you meet me where I am? If it's something I'm not doing that you think adjustments can be made, and vice versa, then let's talk about it. Let's move forward. And if it's something that's definitely going to help improve my personality, because a bitch is lit. But if
but
it's going to be
improve
my
how you
as a person,
show up in relationship,
then I want to know.
Yeah.
Then I want to know. So yeah.
Me too.
One of the corporate. You wanted to say something else?
I was just going to say that I think that will work great for me, since I'm a person who doesn't really like operating in the gray area. It will provide clarity and real like black and white, and I'll know how to really navigate the space. Like,
yeah.
Okay, yes, thanks.
That might be something to add to your list for your partner.
Be
somebody
radically
who's radically
honest. With a soft touch.
Soft touch. Gentle. Mm-hmm. Firm but gentle.
Period, poo.
Yes. So the main cause of suffering is lying. And living honesty is the cure to that lying. And the most powerful aspect of living honestly is our ability to distinguish between noticing and thinking. So this is a really cool.
Break that down.
What's that? So the site was basically saying that you can only notice in the moment. So the difference between noticing and thinking is noticing is broken down into three compartments, right? It's about sight, hearing, and your awareness to your environment. So mm-hmm. what you see, what you hear, and how you feel in the space.
Okay.
Which is different than thinking, because when you're noticing, it's just basically taking reality in as it is. It's not about allowing your perception of reality to weigh in on your processing, which is what thinking is, right? When we're thinking, we are allowing
so many other things to
influence. Our judgments, yeah. Our awareness of past experiences, insecurities, whatever it might be, those factors weigh in to whatever it is that we're actually seeing, hearing, and experiencing versus
what's really happening.
Exactly, reality. So once we decide that, hey, I'm going to notice myself in situations, in experiences, then we can notice what's happening, experience it, and let it go, because then we won't be resisting it. Whereas when we're constantly thinking, then we have to take on everything that we are experiencing, have a thought associated with, perceive reality the way we think it is, mm-hmm. and then like go through everything that comes with that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It's a lot. But I get what you're saying.
Yes.
I get what you're saying. It's like, so we're being in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
We're being in the moment. And instead of, before we let everything else come into our awareness, we're being honest with what's in the moment.
Exactly.
About what's in the moment.
Yes.
Yeah, I get it. I get it.
And I think that will help us. I'm going to stop saying I think. I'm going to stop saying I think. I'm going to stop saying I think.
You know. And that will.
And that will. Exactly. Thank you. And that will allow us to detach the emotion from it, which allows us to be radically honest.
Mm.
Because radical honesty, if I allow somebody to be radically honest with me without bringing the emotion in, then I don't have to worry about the way I'm going to be impacted by it. I just know it's coming from a place where they're noticing something and they're not thinking about it. They're just telling me what it is that they're observing. And then we can just all be explicit about reality.
Yeah.
Like we're all here in the same playing field. I think it levels out. It levels out the playing field of which they were all experiencing each other at the same time.
Yeah.
You know,
I know for a fact that a lot of the times when I'm going to be honest with someone,
you got to feel it out.
Yeah, I have to. I think about, I wonder how they're going to respond to this,
mm-hmm.
which will either make me adjust the way I'm going to be honest or just not say shit. Because there's been times where I've been honest
it's caused an issue. So when you say adjust, does that mean the approach? Does that mean what you're going to say completely? Does that mean withholding a little
withholding.
Bit?
Withholding. It's not being radically honest.
Yeah.
It's not being radically honest.
Right. Because there's a way to say, I think that this isn't the best time to be radically honest. Maybe
for
later.
Sure.
And I think there's and there is a way to also say, I'm going to be radically honest in a gentle way.
There's always a way, but it's still being radically honest. But I will withhold, which is not being radically honest. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because I'm thinking about how I'm going to be perceived or how they are going to receive or not receive.
And that's the society that we live in. It's difficult.
It's very difficult because imagine if you cooked up a meal, right? I cooked up a meal. Somebody cooked up a meal.
Yeah. A meal was cooked.
Mm-hmm. And they serve you the meal and they're like, so what do you think about the meal? And if you really did not like the meal, would you be inclined to say, you know, and this is a good delivery, you know, I appreciate you making the meal, but I didn't really like it.
it wasn't my taste bud.
Yeah, I didn't. But, you know, that's being honest. That's not being brash. But that still is tough as fuck to say.
It's tough as fuck to say, but with space, if you said that to me, I've recommended shit to you before.
Oh,
you're like,
I mean, but I'm honest with you. I'd be like, the shit was sick. Like, now that probably wasn't the best delivery, but that's like, the relationship.
I'm like,
have.
You didn't like it. You're like, no, it was nasty. I'm not taking that recommendation again. But I think not. I think with that holding space, the way it's as easy for you to just be like, the shit's sick to me. There should also be that space for you to say, of course not, the shit is sick.
Right, right.
But I didn't like it too much.
I know, but it's hard with other people. And I guess maybe we can work on that as individuals to learn how to receive radical honesty. If we learn how to receive radical honesty
then
better,
people would be able to give it.
Then people would be able to give it better.
Mm-hmm. Do you think you're in a space to receive radical honesty from someone?
Mm-hmm. I like it.
You do?
You know, I always say I want people to be honest. I do. I want to know the hard stuff. I mean, not like it won't be, probably some stuff may not be difficult, but I will much rather know than to be looking like Boo Boo the Fool in the dark.
Yeah. Okay. So we turning the lights on.
Period. Hi.
Turn the lights on. I love it.
So yeah, there's a couple of ways that you can practice being radically honest. Mm-hmm. One is to have compassion. So when you have compassion for yourself, which is really important, because you have to have compassion for yourself first, I think, before you're able to have compassion for others, then that creates a safe space for honesty, mm-hmm. right? Because people are like, you know, you have compassion for me. I have compassion for myself. It's safe here. Then, there needs to be room for inquiry, where you can explore, people can ask questions.
Yeah.
And then acceptance, accepting what was said, accepting how you feel, and then just moving forward from there. I know it sounds simple, and I know it's not as simple as it sounds, but these are the three ways that you can practice radical honesty: compassion, inquiry, and acceptance.
And this is just something for us all to practice living in, being radically honest, accepting radical honesty, because once we are able to accept what is versus what we think and notice what's happening versus, you know, how we're perceiving it, we'll be able to shift and live a better life for ourselves and the people around us.
Period.
Tell your neighbor it's tight, but it's right.
And it's true. Because I'm being radically honest with you.
Yes, yes, that's the bar right there.
So that's going to be our goal. We're getting into 2021 with some revelations.
I'm going to try being radically honest this week.
Yeah, me too.
I'm going to try being radically honest.
It's really a muscle that you have to flex. Like, we have to continuously practice with ourselves and with others.
That we have to flex.
Yeah, being radically honest. And I mean, you know what? The reality is, some people, even if you work on delivery and try to present it in the most soft way possible, some people are still going to may receive it wrong, but that's really not your problem.
I think my mom might be hard for my mom to receive radical honesty.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. We'll try it at family game night.
Oh, shit. Hold on. Don't shake the table at the family game night.
Just kidding.
No, but it is. But you know what? Sometimes it's hard for people to receive it in the moment, but they come back around on the back end.
On the back end.
And they're like, you know what? Thank you. Or even if they don't say it to you, they probably are processing it. Yeah. Like, you know what? She was right.
When we're coming from a good place and the intention is pure, then once you leave it out on the table, it is what it is.
It is.
And that's the piece where you're being compassionate.
Mm-hmm.
You're still being kind. Kindness is at the forefront. Don't be radically honest and being mean.
No, because we're not trying to be mean.
No.
It's the intent for me.
Yes, exactly. So, we have a gym this week.
We do have a gym.
We have one. Pick up your pen.
We're dropping a gym.
This week, we want to share the Period Soup Salad by Ned.
Our faves.
We really love Ned. I don't know if you guys
And
get
we're
it.
Not even gassing them. This is not even cap.
No cap. Take it off.
This is no cap. This is a fact. A Fendi fact. This is radical honesty.
This is radical honesty. Okay, so y'all know we be keeping it to Virgil's. If we're coming on here talking about this shit, we're keeping it to Virgil's and it's serious.
Yeah.
So, Ned, this is a we thing, baby, collectively struggle with terrible periods. They drag us by the uterus. I don't even want to say lips. Just drag
the whole
me by the
system.
It's just
the
being
whole
shambles.
Reproductive system.
It's in shambles, honey. Okay, just hunched
every
over.
Every month, I'm like, take it all.
Every month, I'm like, girl, you couldn't send an email and just say
you good.
You good? No baby this month. Keep pushing.
Right.
I see you on the back end. The girl comes in swinging full force. So, Ned, our Ned family. They have created a crazy, crazy effective product. It's the Period Soothsalve. This is made with hemp oil, and it's specially created to offer functional relief for your premenstrual or menstrual discomfort. It's a blend of potent infused organic and ethically wild source botanicals, essential oils, and 200 milligrams of premium CBD. That's the world's purest single source full spectrum hemp oil. Okay, that's a lot of CBD hitting that belly, hitting
whole lot.
Yeah. And it's just really the shit that's in these products are just amazing ingredients. You have shea butter, lavender, rose, chamomile, coconut oil, meadow sweet, ginger, arnica. You have the hemp oil, which is the most important. They could have gave me that raw. Just give me that raw. You got the yangling, your yangling.
Yangling and the thing.
A little bit of everything. And it's really nice to make it a ritual. We warm it up in our hands. Mm-hmm. We spread it all over our abdomen and our back.
Mm-hmm.
Honey, one time my period woke me up out of my sleep, baby.
You had to rub yourself down.
I did.
Yeah. Once it wakes you up in the midnight hours, God, like, why?
God, I was asleep. My period soothes out to work. And it's great for the natural mommies, the ones who want an alternative to the Midols and the Tylenols.
Yeah, and the ibuprofen.
Sometimes I do have to couple up and layer. I have to hit these cramps with one-two punch.
Oh, me too, on day one. I'm not even going to hold you. I'm like, I'm going to have this period soothes out, but I'm also going to have a little Motrin. And one of the mommies, when I had posted the Ned product, asked if Ned uses any THC. There's no THC. There's just CBD.
CBD.
I know there's some hybrids, but this one is not a hybrid. It's just the CBD.
Yeah. And right now, if you're interested in trying out, and this is the thing. We have a code.
We do.
But this is the shit.
Yeah.
I mean.
We have a code because they're family. And we said, you know what? We need something for our homegirls.
Period. That's it right there. It's not like we bank it. We ain't getting no cash
flow. We ain't getting no coin for this.
This is saving you a coin.
This is from the heart.
So what you really need to be doing is sending us your coin that you're saving.
Via Patreon. Oh, you know what? So the code is Bravada.
Yeah.
You can get your percentage off.
Yeah.
If you want to try this product.
Which is amazing. Trust me. I swear by it.
But another gym that we didn't even know about. You know, you girls are just so savvy. Should have said this at the top of the show. But apparently you can make one-time donations.
Yes. Come on, one time. So if you don't want to be a patron.
Via the link in the bio down at the bottom that says donate. You can make donations to the gals. So,
and for just 10 cents a day.
You can help some sisters.
You can save.
You can help some sisters. We just had to get this laptop fixed.
So send us some donations.
If you want to donate, you know, it's there for you. No pressure, but
pressure.
Yes, it's there.
So, yeah, get your period soothes out. And if you're interested in any other CBD products, Ned is amazing, y'all.
Ned is that girl that boy.
All CBD is not created equal, but you can trust that you're getting some good shit with Ned. I think that's it this week.
That's it. So
thankfully we had an episode. Praise God.
He's still here.
On the throne.
And we will chat with you on next week.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
podcast.